Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
Let's talk about the adult Easter egg hunt that went down this weekend. Masterly crafted and supported by so many local businesses. A lot of people had fun.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
We had over 500 eggs and most everything was gone by almost noon. And then we had Erica at Affordable Farmhouse stepped up and went home and made some more eggs for people and took them to a couple locations. So we'll put the thank you up again and let you guys look at it. And if you please remember, these are the businesses that are supporting your community and things for you to do. So give them some love back.
And next year, bigger and better. We've already got the plans.
Yes. We will definitely, yeah. And then don't forget, speaking of events, we're going to plan something for Christmas in July. So stay tuned for details on that. Lucas and I will be letting you know what that's all about.
Mm-hmm. You know, I saw Celeste Tasty Treats was in town, fired up again, selling ice cream. But one of my other favorite signs of spring is seeing and hearing of the births over at Spring Mist Farm. I mean, there's always so many.
Boy, and they are just cranking them out over there. No pun intended. And the kids get to name them, and this year the kids have picked a Marvel theme. So two sets of twins, I think. Is that it?
Yeah.
Or maybe just two calves. I don't know, or two. So we've got Thor and Loki, mm-hmm. And then who else?
We have Captain America and Falcon.
And then, not to be outdone, Smash the Hulk. Came into the world on the 24th, and so
he just looks angry. So, he looks like a calf you wouldn't want to mess with.
He is giving a mean mug there, isn't he?
Yeah.
So we'll keep bringing those to you and letting you know what's going on over at Spring Mist Farms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can visit them throughout the year. They do have farm days where you can go and check them out.
Yeah. So what else we got?
I was at the city council meeting earlier this week, and Clerk of Council Laura Tamura got a certificate, which I was very impressed with. She puts up with me all the time. I do a lot of public records requests, asks a lot of questions. Obviously, I follow the schedule and all the documents, and she's just great to work with. But so there is 15,000 clerk of council members, municipal members, 4,000 of them in Ohio, but only 100 in Ohio have the certificate that she has received. So I thought that was really impressive.
That is pretty impressive. I wonder what she had to do for that.
It sounded like hours and hours of ongoing training to receive that certificate. Yeah. So congratulations to Laura over on Clerk of Council, keeping it run smoothly. It's always been a pleasure to work with her, getting the information that I request. And I know I'm a thorn in their side sometime, but they're always respectful and cooperative.
No, we appreciate them, and I appreciate all the work that you do, because I get to do all the fun stuff, and you get to do all the admin stuff and making sure we're fact-checking and giving, you know, the group and also the podcast accurate information. So congratulations, Laura, and thank you, Lucas.
Thanks.
Yeah.
How about some news in Brunswick Hills?
Earlier this week, they said a thank you and a farewell to Fiscal Officer Catherine Esper. She's been the fiscal officer for about 8 years, and so she is retiring and stepping down and moving on. So we want to thank Catherine Esper for her years of service, and we want to wish her well in her new endeavors, which I think is just retirement, but, you know, it's good stuff.
This was pretty cool.
So what else we got to talk about?
Mars Card posted that one of the reasons why they do what they do is so kids have a place to grow in the hobby. But one of their kids that visit drew a picture of a dog visiting his favorite place. His favorite place happened to be Mars Cards. So that was pretty cool.
And I like the little Mars caricature there.
Mm-hmm.
Little cartoon dude.
Yeah.
Back of his.
That shop has only been open for, I'd say 3 or 4 months. Is that about right? 3 months?
Yeah, I was going to say six, but you may be more accurate.
Already making a great impression on the community. He was doing a lot of great things over there, promotions and building relationships and good stuff. So make sure you check out Mars Card over there on Manhattan. If you're into the hobby or want to get into the hobby, he's got cards of all type from Pokemon to sports and on and on and on. Here's something I'm really into. Frozen custard.
So it looks like their official opening is April 1. They've been open sporadically for the last 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
And what's what are you gonna try first? What flavor?
Whatever day I get there, I'd try one of them. I mean, I got the April calendar right here, so I asked the group because I've never been to Rosati's, although I know I love custard. I'm a fan of East Coast custard when I'm in the area. But they said, don't sleep on Higbee's chocolate malted. I like malted milkshakes, so I'm excited to try that. It looks like that happens on every Wednesday. Peanut butter banana sounds pretty good.
Okay, that is one of my favorite shakes. So although I'm not crazy about the custard, I may have to try that.
Yeah, there's a payday, which sounds good. Pineapple coconut sounds good. So, you know, catch me every day at Rosati's in April between 3 and 9 p.m. Oh, there's a marshmallow,
pie
on Tuesday the 8th, solar eclipse. So,
you're way too excited about that. Oh, my gosh.
I am excited. It's fine. It's fine.
All right.
Here's something.
Still not happy about it, but well. Okay, I'll try it.
I'm sorry. Honey Hut had to go for unknown reasons, but you're going to have to move on, Kimberly.
I'm trying. All right, let's move on.
Here's something that divided the group, mostly against. Conceptual plans have been submitted for 49 cluster homes and 200-plus apartments with some retail storefronts for the area of 303 and 42. Now, this is right on the corner of 303 and 42, the exception of the buildings between Dairy Queen and Conrad's Tire. So back there, across the street from the Brunswick Fire Station, across the street from Edwards Middle School, behind T&M Lanes.
What about that church building by Conrad's?
It looks like the owner of this is going to demolish it. So it looks like they purchased it. They might just be renting or leasing it out at the moment because I think it was occupied. You know.
This isn't a done deal yet, though, right?
No, it's not. This is actually the second time plans have been submitted. The first ones were rejected by the Planning Commission. They said no way to the first plans. And I heard this one, and I didn't review the first plans. I heard this one is a little more retail, a little more green space, a little more walkable. So hopefully we find a happy medium. You know, we're behind in emergency services. We don't have enough. We're behind in road repair. So adding additional homes and commercial retail gives us additional money without having to raise taxes on existing residents. So, you know, it could stay empty forever, you know, but that owner of that property purchased it for a purpose, not to make it stay there forever. So even if he sold it to somebody else, somebody else will want to do something similar.
Somebody's probably going to build on it, what you're saying.
Yeah, we're going to have to find something that's beneficial to the community and the property owner. Because, you know, the city doesn't get all the say in the world. They have to follow the laws and the rules and whatnot. You know, this plan isn't terrible, I think, in my opinion. It could be improved on. But if it happened just like this, I might be okay with it. But, you know, it's not my saying.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm kind of... I don't know. I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
We'll wait and see.
And I get you. A lot of comments in the group were definitely against it. Comments in the group do not go to city council in the same way as if you write or go to city council and express your opinions. So I want to stress that. But we'll see how it plays out. Of course, you know, this will have to go to planning commission. They'll have to look at it and approve it and come up with all kinds of revisions if necessary. And I would imagine it'd be 2 years before we see anything occur as far as building.
Right.
But we'll keep you posted and updated as we go along. Brunswick isn't the same Brunswick as it was 30 years ago, and it will definitely not be the same in 5 to 10.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of not the same property values, we want to give everybody a heads up that Monday at the end of the business day is the filing deadline for, if you disagree with the value of your property, that is the last day. Here's the information. Phone number is 330-725-9762, or you can email them at bor@ohmedinaco.org. And don't forget, Monday is the last day if you have an appeal. Goes through the process, says Board of Revision. So if you have any questions and like more information, you can go to the Medina County Auditor website or one of those two things that call them or email them. But you have to do it by Monday. Monday is close of business. So
good stuff there.
Yeah.
The Vineyard of Architectural Justice posted.
Speaking of good stuff, right?
Yeah. This is how precise they are going to be. And, you know, they're architects, so they're going to be very precise in everything that they do. And I thought this was really cool. They used an antique compass to ensure that the bridge will be oriented perfectly to frame the western sunset during the spring equinox each year. So,
oh my gosh,
the way they're amazing. Putting the bridge, they're doing it in such a way that you could capture, you know, the perfect photo using that perfect view over the perfect valley. So that is really cool. Just one indication that whatever comes of that is going to be amazing.
Yeah. They're moving right along, and they're giving a lot of great updates and information just like this. So make sure you follow their page, The Vineyard by Architectural Justice, so you can stay up to date on everything that's going on. But gosh, I'm excited for that. Mm-hmm. So excited for that. Mm-hmm.
And that's all we have for posts for the week. If anybody feels we missed one or should have included one, you can reach us at BrunswickGroupTherapy.com. Click on contact and you can send us an email or leave us a voice message or whatever.
Yeah, and we'll be back in a minute with things to do in the 212.
What was that loud boom? Was it fireworks or gunshots?
Ugh. Is anybody else's breeze line down again?
Monday was a holiday. When's my trash day?
To the guy who pulled out of the middle school at 3:20 today in the Toyota Tacoma, you're a turd.
Did you see that blue car? Oh my gosh.
Has anybody noticed that helicopter flying around all day in the same spot? What's he doing up there?
Wow, that can be a lot to take in each week. But don't worry, help is here. Join us weekly as we recap our most favorite posts, highlight a local business or two, hear from you about what's on your mind, and talk about upcoming events and activities in our community. Sit down on your favorite couch, prop up your feet, grab a drink, and listen to Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast. Brunswick Group Therapy,
Group Therapy, Group Therapy Podcast. Don't miss any of the exciting things that happen around town. Tune in to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast. Visit BrunswickGroupTherapy.com. Therapy, Group Therapy.
And we're back.
And we're back.
All right. So let's get on with, we got some things going on around town. So First of all, Dingus Day, Monday, April 1st. We're not fooling. Over at the Draft House Saloon from 12 to 4.
Yeah, that's the Polka Pirates. I saw them last year at Dingus Day at the Draft House Saloon. It was a fun time. They're a great band. Don't forget your little squirt guns. That is a Dingus Day tradition. You do not have to travel all the way down into Cleveland. You can do it right there at the Draft House Saloon.
Do people take Dingus Day off on Monday?
I don't know.
I guess a lot of people are off because of the holiday, maybe.
Oh, because of Easter? Taking the next day off?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Right. Maybe. I mean, that's how my work schedule goes. But anyway, Dingus Day 2024 at the Draft House 12 to 4 Monday.
Uh-huh. And
I know a couple people that are going to this.
Rockefellers playing at Manzo Sports and Spirits next Saturday the 6th at 8:30 p.m. making their Manzo's debut. He picks some good bands, so I've never heard them, but I like the name.
Good. Gilmore Girls Trivia over at Panini's Bar and Grill Wednesday night at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to have a special drink menu available for that night only, so that's always exciting as well. How about the Healthy Kids Running Series, where the registration is now open? Location and time is at Heritage Farm at 3 p.m., and the race dates are May 5th, 12th, 19th, 26th, and June 2nd. It's a cross-country-style race at Heritage Farm, and you can sign up for that at healthykidsrunningseries.org.
Very nice. Is that something new this year?
No, they did that last year. I think the location might be different. I think it was at the track at the high school last year, but I could be wrong. But this is at Heritage Farm.
So also for the kiddos, Safety Town registration has been open for a little bit now, I think. So you can go on to Brunswick City School District website. It is June 17th, 18th, 19th, 17th, 18th, 20th, and 21st.
Yeah, we want to tell you early because a lot of questions are asked of, what happened? I miss Safety Town. That's a pretty frequent post.
Yeah, register now. Get on there. And again, you just go to Brunswick City Schools website. So it's bcsoh.org.
Yeah, and trying to outdo us, here is two Easter egg hunts for this coming weekend.
First one at Scene 75, it looks like, on Easter, on the 31st, so this Sunday, from 11 to 2. Hop on over. See what I did there? Hop on over to Scene 75, and...
you can take photos and meet the bunny for free, and they're going to hide golden eggs throughout the park with chances to win up to $50.
There's another one, isn't there?
Yeah, this one. 4,000 eggs right here in Brunswick.
No, get out of here.
No, I promise. That's what it says.
4,000 or 400?
No, it says 4,000.
Oh, it does say 4,000.
Yeah. Bethel Cleveland Easter Egg Hunt. Sunday, March 31st, right here over on North Carpenter, just south of Boston Road, is going to hide 4,000 joy-filled Easter eggs. Holy Even if you've God. Never attended the church, you're still welcome to enjoy the Easter egg hunt following Mass. Services starts at 9 a.m. with a 10:30 a.m. egg hunt to follow, and an 11 a.m. with a 12:30 egg hunt to follow. Okay, so is it 2,000 and 2,000? Are they going to refill those 4,000? They got 8,000. Now, I don't know. It says you don't have to attend Mass.
How do you hold back 2,000? I don't know.
It says you don't have to attend service. Just stop on over a little bit before start time, regardless of your denomination or beliefs. They're inviting everyone in the community. Bring your baskets, bring your family and friends, and make memories at BethelCleveland.com. You can check them online at their website. 4,000 eggs.
Nice.
What are they filling
with? Wow, that's a lot. I almost want to drive by there just to see what 4,000 Easter eggs look like.
It's right near my house. I might have to hop on over there.
Yeah, report back on that for us. Also, we're going to wrap it up this week with one more date for you to put on your calendar. Thursday, April 18th, Volunteers of America's store is reopening. They're moving over to Laurel Square, in case you haven't heard. And they are going to be having special offers for the grand opening. Fill a tote for $40 for the first 50 customers in line. They're going to raffle off a brand new 55-inch TV, give away some freebies and some raffles, gift certificates, raffle off some gift certificates. Anyway, Thursday, April 18th, we'll remind you again, doors open at 8:30 a.m., so put that on your calendar.
And the solar eclipse is quickly approaching. We're going to get all those events together for you and have it in our next episode. So if you know of an event and you want us to include it, you can reach us at BrunswickGroupTherapy.com. Click on contact, send us a message, and we'll make sure you're included. Otherwise, we just scour the internet on your for our listeners, and we'll put them together for you.
Yep, try and find the stuff for you. So once again, just want to thank everybody for participating in the egg hunt and the businesses. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And look forward to doing it again. Hope everyone had a good time, and congratulations to our winner, Kelly Ann, who just heard from Medina Welding, Medina County Welding. Excuse me, she's picking out her fire pit and stuff, so exciting things going on. But thank you again, everyone. Lucas and I deeply appreciate your support. If you're a local business and want to be featured on the podcast or get involved with one of our community events, please reach out to us, BrunswickGroupTherapy.com, or on social media. You know where to find us.
We're there.
I think that's it. Anything else?
No. Take care, Brunswick. Have a great Easter weekend.
All right. We'll see you guys. Happy Easter. Bye-bye.
Bye.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at BrunswickGroupTherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.